An Alaska man who was injured at the National Championship Air Races and Air Show in Reno, Nevada, is recovering. Noah Jorenstad is a pilot for Penn Air. He lives in Anchorage and normally flies routes for Penn Air around western and southwestern Alaska. But on Friday, he was in the VIP seating at the Reno Air Show where the crash happened.
I saw the airplane go up in the air and come down, and I knew it was going to hit where I was sitting, so I got up and ran. And then the force kind of blew me off my feet, and I got up after I'd been hit, and I was just kind of off adrenaline. I got up and ran, and then I kind of collapsed. I was laying there, and a lot of spectators came forward. I was able to make a couple phone calls because I didn't know the extent of my injuries. I didn't know, you know, if I was going to die or be paralyzed, so I made some calls while I was getting loaded on the ambulance.
Jorenstad was taken to Northern Nevada Medical Center, where he spent the past few days getting shrapnel removed from a wound in his back. The injury barely missed his vital organs and spine. He also sustained a head injury, requiring 9 stitches. Jorenstad characterizes his injuries as moderate, and doctors say he should be back on his feet in just a few weeks. Reflecting on the cause of the crash, Jorenstad says as a pilot, he knew right away it was a mechanical failure.
I think there was some sort of mechanical failure with the airplane because, you know, if the pilot was flying it, he would have got it, you know, he would have tried to aim it away from people. And I just feel that something broke because of how violent it pulled up and how it rolled over. It told me something was broken. And that's why one of the reasons I started running so fast, because I knew it was out of control and it was going to crash.
Jorenstad has been a pilot for Penn Air for 4 years. He hopes to be back at work in 6 to 8 weeks. Around 70 people were injured and 10 people were killed as a result of the Reno Air Show crash on Friday.